Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I'll rise me, speak up in make sure of you. Baby, ain't nothing wrong with the love that you and I dream of. So sweet, your actions say more than your lips can speak.
Radio.
Yo.
It's TQ.
It's TQ.
What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, bro. How are you?
All right, man. Glad to have you, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
So, man, how you been, man? Oh, that's a long time, man, since I heard anything from TQ, man. How you been, man? What's going on with you?
I've been cool, man. Can't complain. Doing a little music, doing a little acting. You know, just living life, brother.
Yeah. I mean, for those who, you know, not familiar with you, man, of course, I mean, I don't know where you've been all this time, but, man, let listeners know, man, for those who aren't familiar with who you are, you know.
Yeah, well, I dropped, my first album was called They Never Saw Me Coming back in 1998. First single was called West Side. It was kind of a dedication to Tupac and Eazy-E and to my hometown, Compton, California. That's basically where I started. After that, I went to Cash Money. I was there for 4 years. Did a lot of hooks and production work on Big Timers and Lil Wayne, BG, Juvenile, you name it. Had a single with Lil Wayne called Way of Life. I think that was in like 03. And since then, I've been independent, man. Been independent, started up a film company in 2005 and a record company in 2004. I've been dropping independent records and doing independent DVDs and film ever since.
Well, what's the name of your label?
It's called The Hub Music.
Hub Music, okay, okay.
The Hub Music, THEHUB.
Okay, all right. All right. Teacher, man, who's some of your musical influences?
I would definitely say Prince, N.W.A., Tupac, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of them, man. I mean, I also like a lot of rock. I listen to rock, too. Alternative, like Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, stuff like that.
Right. Go ahead. What you said?
No, I just said it's a wide range.
Okay. As far as the United States goes, Obama was the first black president, you know, of course. Did you ever think that you would be allowed to see something like that happen or witness that?
No, I didn't. To tell you the truth. I mean, I don't think nothing really programs you for that, especially in the generation that I grew up in. You know, we had so much influence from our parents listening to their stories and watching their stories played out. You know, you just don't grow up programmed to believe that that's possible. You know what I'm saying? But I think that makes it that much more sweet when it does happen, and I'm happy that I was able to see it.
Right.
And, you know, I'm happy that you know, I have two kids, and it's like they're at the age now where they can, you know, they can actually understand the concept of their president. You know what I'm saying? Their leader. And the first time that they can understand that, it's a black man. So,
right. You, when you have a boy and a girl, how old are your kids?
Two boys, seven.
Two boys. Okay, okay, okay. All right, they're coming out with a rap album soon?
I think the young one might come out with something, man. He's serious.
All right. Yeah. Following, you know, daddy's footsteps.
Yeah, man. What it's looking like.
What do you, you've been in the industry for a while now, man. What do you think about the industry today, man? What do you think it has turned into, man?
The good old days, I loved them. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of like, it's just like any, just like most business these days, it's kind of going upside down. The whole way of thinking and the whole way of executing is totally different now than what it was. I think that, you know, the labels for the better part of, you know, the last amount of time that they've been in business have kind of just squashed everything to, you know, a money-making system for them. And it wasn't about the artists. It wasn't about the fans. It was just about revenue. And I think the fans now have pretty much just gangsters in control away from the record companies. And, you know, they're not willing to pay for music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what everybody's fighting right now, how to, you know, do this and produce an income that's anything close to what it used to be.
Okay. If there's anything you can change about the industry, what would you change?
I would. Whew, there's so much stuff, dude. You know what? I think I would put more. I would take out a lot more of the middleman. I think the open road between artist and fan is the best way to go. I think that both sides can be serviced best. Just having an open relationship with each other. It's like the fans want new music, you know what I'm saying? And artists want to put their new music out. So I think the meeting point needs to be between those two entities instead of all of these other people.
Right.
When other people get involved, that's kind of where it fucks it up.
Definitely right, man. And this is the thing that, man, I'm trying to find out when who was that? Was it Rose Anderson? Somebody asked me yesterday. He said, who you feeling right now? Who you listen to right now? It's hard for me to answer because music is not where it used to be. You know, it's, to me, it's just, and when Def Jam or something, they send me this music to play on the airwaves, I'm like, they really want me to play this on the radio for somebody to listen to it?
Yeah, man.
I'm like, man, what kind of artists are we creating these days, you know?
Yeah, it's deep. It really is. And it's like, I mean, it's around the world. It's like right now, we talking, I'm in Germany right now. It's like I've been in Europe since April, touring or whatever. And it's around the world, man. It's nothing that's innovative. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just kind of has to go along with what's happening. And the cool part is when you talk to artists, they all feel the same way. It's like even the ones that are doing well and successful right now, it's like nobody is really feeling the music that they're doing. It's not, you know what I'm saying? There's no heart in it no more.
That's right.
And it's a fine line that's got to be walked between, you know, making music and making money, so I can understand the situation, but it's rough when you're talking about, you know, a creative. This is supposed to be art. You feel me?
Right. You perform in the United States several times, and now you're overseas right now. What is the difference between you performing over here in the U.S. and overseas?
I think they really into, they're into lyrics here still, a little more than they are in the States. And most of my music has been pretty, you know, lyrically driven. I think they just kind of cut for me over here because of that. That's basically what it's been based on over the years. It's like I get so many, I talk to people a lot over here about what I was trying to say in a song. Like, what do you mean by this when you said this line? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That don't really happen in the States. Not to me, at least. So I think it's got a lot to do with they like good writing over here, man.
Do you know the Candy Staten told me when she was on the show. If you know what Candy Staten is, correct?
Who?
Candy Staten.
Who is that?
The singer.
Candy
Staten, the singer. She made this song "Young Hearts Run Free" and "Victim." Oh man, TQ, where you been, man?
I don't know, man. I've been on the other side of the world. My bad, bro.
We talking about a legend here, man. We talking about a legend here, man. She told
Candy,
me,
you talking about Candy? Escape Candy?
No, Candy Staten, man. Ah, man, you can do your Googling, man.
All right, I'll do it.
Candy Staten said, you heard you say him. She's like, what? Man,
my
Staten's been around for generations. He's my Grammy Award winner. But Candy's status is that to me is that when she performed over here and when she performed in overseas, is that the difference is that she was able to perform many varieties, whether it's gospel, whether it's soul, whether it's R&B, all in one show. So where she said it was over here is that if she did it over here, they probably would throw sandwiches or apples at her, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just
that
they look at you over there as an artist, you know what I mean, as a musician, you know what I mean, instead of, you know, when you're here in the States, you're labeled as, you know, you're labeled as a rapper, you know what I mean, if you do R&B.
Right.
If you do R&B for him, he's a rapper, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, another thing, like, they, on the stations over here, stations play everything, you know what I'm saying? You hear all kinds of music on one playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that makes sense. Makes sense.
TQ, man, I missed you, man. I was wondering where you was, man. I was getting ready to go on Oprah, man, and send out a people searching, man. You know Oprah can find anybody, man.
For sure. I'm still ticking, bro. I'm over here working on a new album right now. It's called Kinda Blue, and it'll be out end of November.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got already an album out. The past was called Paradise, right? The album Paradise?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, What was you released that album? I believe it was in April, right? Was it April you released that album?
Yeah, it was April.
Okay.
Last year.
Oh, April of last year you released that album?
Yeah.
Oh wow, okay, I'm a little late. I just actually heard about it. I did, man. I just actually heard about the album Paradise, man. So
sure.
man. So you're working on albums. What are you working on? What's the name of the album that you're working on right now?
Kinda Blue, just like the old Miles Davis album.
Okay, and
Kinda Blue.
And this is gonna be out in November, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Kinda okay. Blue. So I got a chance to be on the album, man. So you know, just let me know, man. I'll come do a collab with
sure.
you.
Believe that, bro.
Now, would there be any collaborations on this album? Besides just yourself, it's gonna be all you.
No, I'm gonna do some collabos. I got a couple of people in mind. I haven't started with any of them yet. I'm just kind of getting my songs together.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway done. I know Gilly the Kid will be on this one. I know Mickey Hofstad will be on this one. That's all I'm gonna say right now. I know those two definitely. But we're gonna go ask some more people too.
No, man, I better be a definite, man. I must still be your favorite cousin, man. I better be a definite on that album, man.
Bad, bro.
Let's let you. Besides the album that you're working on, what else are you doing?
Well, I'm getting ready to start production on a series, actually, called One Love. Like I said, I started up an independent film company a couple of years back, and you know, we've just been doing some small projects, and this is probably the biggest one we've done so far. And it's basically, it's kind of like it's a family joint, but it's real gutter. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a Black Sopranos, if I'd have to compare it to something. But it's real gritty, it's real intense, and the storyline is, it really, like, keeps you interested. So we got a couple of places interested in the idea.
Right.
And we got some funding for it. So getting ready to shoot that and get that going in August. And hopefully it'll be coming at you soon.
Right. You've been in the industry for a while now, man. How do you feel, you know, where you are in the industry and how you feel about all that you have accomplished?
I'd say I feel pretty good considering, you know, the terrain right now. I'm happy to have a fan base as big as what I have. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest blessing. I think the kind of music that I've done over the years, it's only really had a cult following, you know what I'm saying, around the world. But that cult has been a loyal cult. So, you know, it's a blessing. I can continue to service the same people, and they can continue to, you know, to buy it and enjoy it.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's, for me, at this point in my career, it's low risk to put out records. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's many people that can say that. And the ones that are able to say that, I think it's some pretty big names in that pot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you feel, I mean, you have your own label now. How is it distributed?
You know what? I shop every time I get ready for another project. These labels and these distributors, man, they change staff and change the people
right.
who run it so much that the quality of the work that's done from year to year changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not one that's going to get more than one. Two at the most projects locked down to one company because the landscape just changes too much and the industry itself just continues to change too much. So, you know, when I'm done with this album, I go shopping and, you know, after that's done, you know, whoever comes for the album behind that, I'm going to shop again.
Right.
That's kind of the way that's the way of the world right now, bro.
Do you feel better independently than you actually being on a major?
I can't say better. I can say it when it's going good on a major, it's great. It's nothing better than that.
Right.
But I'd rather be doing okay as an independent than
right.
doing bad on a major.
Right.
Yeah.
You got your label was is this just you on the label? You got some other artists on that label that you plan to put out, or just you as of right now you're focusing on?
Well, I'm focusing on myself, but I have done a joint venture for two other artists right now. Not black music, one rock group called Menlo, and another a country artist named Eric Green. I've done a joint venture with a company down south called Herd Records, and we actually have a TV show in development that we had playing in the South on ABC last year called Original Artists. Basically, this is a talent competition where people have to come on and actually do their own song. So most people have to play an instrument or, you know, be a songwriter. And two of these artists are two of the winners that we had off of that show. So they're at home now working on their new records. And I produced a couple of songs on each one. My first rock record I produced and my first country record I produced. So, you know, we just, I don't think, this is not the kind of label. I'm not staffed and I'm not set up to basically be responsible for someone else's career.
Right.
But in a partnership, it's a lot that my label can bring to the table. So
okay.
That's what we got.
What for those artists that are come into the business where the new artists of today that's out right now, the new ones or the ones that are trying to come in, what advice would you give to them if they come see TQ, man? What advice would you give to me, man, to get where you are right now? What advice would you give to them?
Know your paperwork. More so than anything. Read your contracts. I mean, it's cool to have, you know, always have a lawyer because they know the jargon, but know how to read. Like, actually sit down and read your contract before you sign them. More so than anything, you'd be surprised how many people don't do that. And that's the difference between having something and not having something, you know?
No, man, it's the craziest thing, man. And I saw an artist actually sign after the deal with Def Jam, man. And less than a week, the advance money was gone. I mean, just straight gone.
Crazy.
No album done, no nothing. This dude just broke back to square one.
Crazy.
That's
crazy. Yeah, that's ridiculous, bro.
I know you've been around for a little bit, but 5 years from today, what are you planning to be doing?
5 years?
From today, what are you planning to, what does TQ plan to be doing?
Fishing. Yeah, I plan on fishing 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Mediterranean somewhere.
Okay.
Do it like that.
That'd be interesting, man.
Yeah.
You got the album, of course, man. TQ, man, I'm out to keep you, man. I'm honored to have you, man. Why don't you give you a shout outs and everything, man?
Yeah, for sure. Sport TQ got a brand new album, Kinda Blue, which is coming out in November 2009. I think this is gonna be a good one. I'm real happy with how it's coming right now. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook. Just Google in TQ. Hold on 1 second. Hold on a second. Yeah, just Google up TQ and all my stuff will come up. On Twitter, I'm TQ the Trojan, Reverb Nation, TQ Music. Hit me up on MySpace, that's TQ official site. And I holler back. I'm always on my site talking to the fans. And I'm going to be doing previews of the new album. Like, people are going to be able to check it out before you could buy it. You can go to my Facebook. I got a tribute to Michael Jackson on there. Redid 30 Diana for the new album. So go on there and check it out. Leave it a comment. Let me know.
How'd you feel about the death when you heard about Michael's death? How'd you feel about that?
It was rough, man. You just never, I never really, I guess I forgot how much of an influence he was on me and on my music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice how much I steal his riffs. You know what I'm saying? And like I do a lot of stuff that I heard him doing. And I didn't really know it until I just started hearing all of the music all over again. But like, I'm sure everybody says it, but, I mean, he's the reason why we all wanted to make music, because we saw him.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was rough. It was rough. I still ain't really, you know, put my arm around it, but I'm glad that people remember him, you know, for being the best, because he was the best.
All right. TQ, man. I'm not going to keep you longer, man. Tell my little cousins I said hello, man. I can't wait to do the collaboration, man, with you on your new album, man. So look forward to that,
sure,
man.
Dog.
But, man.
Definitely, brother.
You be good, man. Much love to you, man. And look forward to having you on the show another time, man. All right?
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
All right, man. You be good.
Up and go make the grind. I'm thinking about snatching her up, dirty, making the mind. Look at her hips, what? Look at her legs, think she's stacked. I so wouldn't mind hitting that from the back. I like it when I touch her, cause she moan a little bit. Ain't sagging, so I can see her thong a little bit. I know you grown a little bit, 20 years old, you legal. Don't trip off my people, just hop in the regal. I swoop on her like an eagle, swoop down.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on. I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Eastside Compton. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had everybody yelling out, boy, you can't. In every super spoke and told us all how to ride for the West Coast. My baby, sitting with me where you at, throw your gloves in the air and wave them like you just don't care. From LA to the Bay, what you say? All day, every day, any damn day. Take a look around, we got the whole world locked down. We know, don't stop, won't stop, can't stop, get a ride or die. That's why I put it down for the West Side. Trying to be from the CPT. Y'all remember? One time tried to clown. We had to burn the whole thing down. One time for my homies in incarceration. I played the dime with you for having lots of patience. Two times for my sisters at the county bill. I got some Westside love for all you ghetto children. Three times for my homies that done passed away. And pray for better days. One day everything's gonna be fine.
Stop. never felt nothing in the world like this before. Now I'm missing you and I'm wishing you would come back through my door. Ooh, why did you have to go? You could have let me know. So now I'm all alone. Girl, you could have stayed, but you wouldn't give me a chance. With you not around, it's a little bit more than I can stand. Ooh, and all my tears, they keep running down my face. Why did you turn away? So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie, what you keep inside. This is not how you want it to be. So baby, I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me I ran out of time. If it takes the rest of my life, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true. I really need you in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'll wait for you. Been a long time since you called me. Happy to forget about me. You gotta be feeling crazy. Ooh, how can you walk away? Everything stays the same. I just can't do it, baby. What will it take to make you come back? Girl, I told you what it is, and it just ain't like that. No, why can't you look at me? You're still in love with me. Don't leave me crying, baby. Why can't we just start over again? Get it back to the way it was. If you give me a chance, I can love you right. But you're telling me it won't be enough. So baby, I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me I ran out of time. If it takes the rest of my life, baby, I will wait for you. If you think I'm fine, it just ain't true.
Shout out to everybody for listening to it. I'm glad you listened to my last song of the day. And are you guys listening to it? Shout out to Key TQ for coming onto the show. And I love you guys. Stay up, stay strong.
Baby, like feeling like acting like money. She looking like feeling like acting like she want me. She got what I fiend for. I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee. You know I'm after that, honey. I got my eye on her. I can't keep it off her. She got an eye on me. She can't keep it off me. Bad little shorty. Now I know how Lauryn Hill felt. Cause she killing me softly.
There's nothing in this world. There's not another girl that could satisfy my need. And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice. She is that one of a kind. When me look up in her eyes, she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight and she filling up on me. Yeah, we been there from the jump. Never front, never start, never done. What a average girl done. And I can tell by her body language. She feels my emotions and got me anxious. So God made time for me. I'm me an angel. I'm really a filter, no. Woman of my life, and yes, she shine bright. So please let the chorus go.
Satisfy my needs.
There's nothing in the